The Monday A-Grades with Joel and Fletch.
Yes, welcome back to Drive for Goal with Joel and Fletcher. Thanks to Hyundai. Experience the convenience of buying your dream car online with Hyundai's Click and Buy Today. Monday A-Grade. Let's start with Texas Tony. My A-Grade is our politicians forcing the vaccination on us. Doubt they'll take it themselves. Liars, says Texas Tony. Wow. I'm not with Tony there.
No. Go and get it done, Tone.
Go and get it done, Tone. So,
can I jump in? I got one from Seb the Wollongong line marker. I like the sounds of that. A-grade nomination is my Sunday night shift went from bad to worse as the guy I was stuck with started complaining about the NRL in general. As I was biting my tongue, he then went on to bag our swimming girls in the Olympics, saying all they are doing is moving their arms. he's got a side note. P.S. I also nominate my best friend, Matt McKeon, who has been doing some A-grade brucing via social media in light of his cousin Emma's recent success.
That's what we need.
He's given up family members.
Yep.
But, okay. If you're a family member, surely...
Play on.
You don't know. I mean, it's a family member.
Yeah, play on.
It's the people who said, as we were discussing, coming out saying, oh, congratulations to Jess Fox. Back in 2010, she came as a 15-year-old as a work experience. I found her to be lovely.
Like, we have been inundated with Bruce's.
Oh, let it go. No one cares about you. It's about the athlete.
That's right. And so many people. Yes, you've met them. You've broadcasted them with whatever it is. It's not about you right now. It's not about you.
What is this? We should speak to Liesl Jones about that. It's a psychology question. Is it narcissism?
Yeah. What causes this to happen to make it back about you?
Yeah. Because they talk about it.
Yeah.
Chat.
But look at me.
Look at my eyes. And then look at me.
There has, like, on Twitter and on Instagram, it has been inundated with brucing.
I did hear, but this is. I was watching a show and they're talking about how it's one of my pet hates. How couples say happy birthday,
to each other
on social media.
Why?
Well, they say it's because they're in a loveless marriage.
Yeah, I reckon.
And
too.
I don't think they're having sex up like that other lady we're talking about.
I've never communicated to my wife. In a social media setting.
No.
Have you?
Never. My girlfriend, yes.
Like, when they say, happy birthday, darling, blah, 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 and then the replies
come. Reply come, yeah, that's the worst bit.
That's the worst bit.
But the worst bit is when they're replying, so glad to.
It's ridiculous.
Anyway, who are we to knock around? A-grade, the French boxer who had a sit-in protest but didn't realise that everyone had left and sat there for an hour, having no effect on the decision, which he was disqualified in. That's Troy for Adelaide. I did see that.
Love it.
Frenchies.
Absolutely love it. John from Harrington Park's been waiting patiently. G'day, Johnny.
Boys, how you going?
Going all right, John.
Boys, look, this annoys me. A-graders, people who press the button at lights and then walk across anyway.
Oh, yes.
Don't go the each way bet. You either don't press it and you walk whenever you want to.
Yes.
Or you press it and you wait.
John, are you more pointing out to the less used crossing, so therefore a light comes onto a car which doesn't need to be coming on? Is that what you're more referring to?
Yesterday, it was very quiet. They didn't have to press the button, and they walked anyway. I had to wait an extra minute to get the lights.
Yeah, I'm with you, John. They're in obscure.
Thanks, boys. While I'm at it, do you know when the second episode of Fails from Tiger Town's on?
Next week. Yeah, it's next week. Next week, Johnny.
Is it tails or fail?
It's tails. Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry, Joe.
Yeah, you're right, mate.
Do you support, Joe? John?
I started the fails at Tiger Town. Don't worry about that.
Who's your team, Johnny boy?
The Bunnies. Your team from when you were a boy.
My team, and hopefully they're my team this year because I've got a little bit of a wager on them.
Let's hope. I mean, as someone said, maybe someone has to do our dirty work and knock Melbourne out before we get to the grand final.
Yeah, that's one team I don't think they match up well with, South.
Oh, it's tough. Yeah, they're the team. They're the team to beat. But anyway, let's hope, boys. Thanks for listening to me.
Good on you, John.
Dreams are free, mate. Dreams are absolutely free. You never know. And you rushed home last year without Latrell Mitchell. But keep your A-grade nominees coming through. Brian from Narrabeen writes, I've got an A-grade online estimate delivery time before paying. Friday night, gagging for a butter chicken and naan. Sorted outlets by delivery time. And hey, presto, only one that was sub 1 hour. 20 to 30 minutes, I'll have that. Place an order, paid by card, and whammo. Delivery time changed to 1 hour. Couldn't cancel, so I ate a bag of nuts.
That's right, they do that, and it's tricky. I'm discovering that. So they lure you in.
Yeah.
Lure you in.
With the time.
With the time, perfect. I'm going to get my naan and my butter chicken, and then bang, yeah, they just, it's a, we've got to stop this.
Yeah.
And because their stocks have gone through the roof, because everyone's locked down, so menu logs and Deliveroos and it's a bit of a gap in the market.
What about you, Fletch? What's your A grade of the week?
Well, my A grade was Novak Djokovic.
Yeah,
because he basically gave it to Simone Biles, saying, I think what BC was talking about, how he said pressure is a privilege.
Yeah,
he was not so much saying that about Simone Biles, but he was. So I've already said that. But my other one is U2, the band.
No.
Well, every time I put my car on, a U2 song comes on my Bluetooth.
Oh, that's because I think a couple of years ago.
What?
Does the song start with A? Is it alphabetical?
No. But I looked into it. Gibbo, what?
Yeah. So a couple of years ago, U2 signed some deal with Apple that it would be automatically downloaded on all iPhones.
Yeah,
so if you go into your music, Apple Music, Joel, you'll see a U2 album. I think it was in 2018.
Yeah, well, it's been happening for 3 years.
Yeah. And so, yeah, whenever you press play, it's the first thing that pops
every
up.
Every time I hook it up to my Bluetooth,
yeah,
some dog shit song comes on. It's not even good. It's not even
genius,
a good song.
Marketing, though.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is genius.
But they're A graders.
Stan writes, A grade people have become instant experts on sports during the Olympics, but have obviously done zero research. Yeah, we're guilty for that, Stan. hello, boys. First time listener, long time texter. My A grader is Patrick Reed, former journo who called the great Bruce McAverney unprofessional for his comments about Patrick Tiernan's collapse on the track. Ah, this is like bagging God. There you go, George saying that. BC is my Monday A grade. Shark supporter, not knowing the years of their grand finals. Daz of the Dragon, he's not an A grader. He's a champion. He's a Z grader, the opposite to that. Joel and Fletch, A grade of the week would have to be the Queensland Premier, who would have made a decision from behind closed doors to stop the football on Saturday, but to let the races continue. Cheers, NTG. Keep them coming through. 1300 01 1170 is the call line. I'll share you my Monday A grade, Fletch. We spoke about it with Liesl Jones, but for those who missed it, the runner from Jamaica who medalled in the 100-metre final, here was the concluding stages.
Let's see what Jackson's got. The cobwebs have been blown out here a bit, I think. First three to qualify automatically. Strawn's going to come home. This won't be as quick as the others we've seen. Jackson? I'm not sure that she did run third. It's almost a dead heat third.
I feel like she's got the third, but what was she thinking? She's an experienced athlete. There should be no easing up on the line like that, especially when only the three next fastest make it through.
Well, Fletch, some would say she went the early crow. And I have long time been a non-believer. Non-believer in the Loch Ness Monster.
I don't know.
Non-believer in many of these things, and now I'm on board.
Well, did you see that text I gave you?
Yeah. Let's have a listen
to this. Oh, this one.
Yeah, let's have a listen
into
to this.
Into the straight, Sabrina travels well here. Surreal's in second. All Formidables in third. And then came Smarter Than You, who needs to pick up. But Sabrina going strongly at the 200. Three lengths in front. Sabrina left them standing. She's off and gone. And today's a day. Sabrina's put a gap in them. Running on hard. Kickatorp from the back. Sabrina's in front. Kickatorp's going to run over the top of it here. Sabrina needs the line. Kickatorp's going to get it. Oh, Kickatorp got up.
Oh, no.
Kickatorp's got up and beaten. Sabrina looked all over a winner. Smarter Than You's run third, and then came
Kickatorp.
I bet she never does that again.
Nah. So there you go. I'm the A grade for being a non-believer of the early crow, which I now officially do believe. After Drive for Goal, by the way, it's the Bulldogs taking the Titans. Jimmy Smith's doing his research here. Brett Camorley isn't, but he'll be in there for the call as well.
Hang on, I've got it. Whoa. Don't go so fast, Joel.
Right.
I know you're trying to get out of here.
Mm.
Okay, my A grader is Hamish McLaughlin.
What's he done?
I don't know. If I hear that knob jockey say, let me set the scene one more time before the Olympics events, I'm going to lose the plot. It's like being in kindergarten.
Wow.
There's no name on that. Oh, it's from a Gil McLaughlin.